In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
Booyah! 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 When you hear this, you know something special is happening, because it means you're the man! You did it! You're the winner! And this is your show. It's the Booyah Radio Hour with your host, Martin Pressey. Martin is here to help orators and authors find their niche, create their brand, and achieve massive success. Coming up, Martin will have interviews with guest speakers and authors from around the world. You'll find out who they are, what they know, and how they can help you follow in their footsteps. Plus, he'll have guests from the worlds of business, entertainment, finance, the arts, and sciences. Nothing is off topic. No subject too taboo. Come laugh and learn. It's the Booyah Radio Hour on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Martin Pressey.
Hello and welcome to the Booyah Radio Hour. My name is Martin Pressey, and I'm the author of the Booyah Guide to Great Public Speaking. And for those of you who don't know yet, there's a big seminar coming up. So we still have a few seats available, not a whole lot. I'm thinking, maybe 7 or 8 seats for the big seminar happening in Los Angeles. And my guest today, as a matter of fact, she will be speaking at that seminar. So you'll want to listen to today's show. The seminar is all about public speaking and presentation skills. The aim, the goal of the seminar is to help people become more comfortable presenting on stage, presenting in front of an audience, whether it's 2 or 250 or 2,500, it really doesn't matter. My goal is to teach you to be confident, powerful, effective, and committed to the art of speaking. So right now we've got a lot of salespeople. We have a few accountants. I believe we've got one doctor who signed up. So we're going to have people from every industry. So if you're thinking, well, oh, geez, I don't know if that's me and I don't know if I would fit in. Absolutely. If you're a CEO, a CFO, or if you are just getting into the world of sales, if you are not comfortable speaking to your peers at a meeting, this seminar is for you. Here are the dates. You want to write this down. October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And it's happening in Los Angeles. It's happening in beautiful downtown LA. As a matter of fact, it's happening at LAX at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel, and we're going to have a whole bunch of fun with it. So don't be afraid. Sign up. Give me a call. The phone number is 780-361-0414. That's 780-361-0414. Give me a call or send me an email, martin@martinpressey.com. That's martinpressey.com. Or go to the website. Oh, there goes the phone. Or there goes the door. I cannot answer the door. Go to my website, martinpressey.com, and we will have we'll sign you up. It's $150 for 2.5 days in Los Angeles, in beautiful Los Angeles. We're gonna talk some more about it. But yeah, it's happening. The big seminar. I cannot wait. 20 people, maybe 25. I'm not sure yet. We may bump it up to 25 people. So we'll see. If you want a copy of the book, by the way, The Booyah Guide to Great Public Speaking, go to Amazon and do a search there, or go to the website and you can download the book there as well. So all kinds of ways to get in touch with me and get a hold of the book and get to the seminar. All right, we're done talking about that. I really want to get to my guest right now because she is so cool. We met at Craig Duswalt's event back in, I don't know, I think it was in March. And I want to find out how she met Craig and how she got involved in that whole thing. But she is the guru when it comes to making money online. That's what she does. She is the master at making money online. And she will show you how to do it, how it's possible. I am now doing it because of her. She's coaching me. She's showing me. Anybody can do it. It's a lot of fun. It's easy. It's doable. All right? So stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Bridget in just a couple minutes. If you have any questions, this is the time to call. And where's the there's the toll-free number right here, 877-864-4869. That's 877-864-4869. I believe we already have some callers. That's kind of cool. Or send me an email, martin@martinpressey.com. All right, let's get to the guest. Bridget, my friend, are you there?
Martin Pressey, I'm here.
How are you?
I am fantastic. First and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm already having a great time, and we just started. I love it.
I'm so excited. See, when we met, just for people wanting a little bit of background, when we met, it was at Craig's event, and I just gave a couple of – I spoke on stage for just a few minutes, and my voice was going hoarse right away. Now, obviously, I was doing a lot of talking. I had a table. I was promoting books and products and the seminar, so I was talking a lot. But when I got on stage, my voice started really having a rough go, and I noticed it, and it was the coolest thing. She came up, introduced herself, and one of the little things she does, it's not a big part of her business at all, as a matter of fact, and we've talked about that, but she said, I can help you with that. So that's how we met. That was kind of a neat moment. What do you say? Neat?
I say yes. It was a fantastic moment, and yes,
big.
Although it's not a huge part of my business per se, I am definitely I definitely walked through this world as a blessing, and I saw a need, and I was like, here's this amazing speaker with this amazing message who's losing his voice, and yes. Enough with that. That's not going to happen. Like, enough with that. So you were correct. I marched right up, and I said, let me help you with that. So
it was the intro. Within about 5 minutes, we're like best buddies.
Yes, I know. So we are. Already,
yeah.
Here we are.
We talk like every week. We talk business. We talk stuff. So it's so cool. All right. Now, I want to get to the business because what you do is so important. It can help. It's helped me. It can help so many people who just want to, I don't know, diversify themselves, do different things. And so I want to find out, first of all, let's talk about you. And I want to find out your background. Where did you grow up and go to school? And, you know, what's your thing?
Okay, that's a big question, but I will tell you.
All
so
right.
I actually grew up all over the United States. My father was a disc jockey on the radio, like old school radio, spinning records, right?
Wow.
Not like internet radio that we have today. My dad was old school radio disc jockey. So we traveled all over the U.S. And primarily I'm from Colorado. That's where my family still lives. And when I was 17, because my entire life, and we'll talk about this because I do lots of different things. I'm officially a Renaissance woman. In addition to being the internet goddess, I'm quite the Renaissance woman. I do lots of things. But always, all through my childhood, was really passionate about singing and acting and dancing. So when I was 17, I moved to New York City to pursue my singing and acting dreams and sort of do that New York Broadway thing, and went to school there, was there for 10 years, and we can talk more about different things that I did in New York, and then after that, I moved to Los Angeles, where I live now, and still live here in the gorgeous Malibu Hills in Los Angeles.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. You're so lucky. I just love your life.
I love my life, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to be Bridget. I don't know if that's weird, but I
No, it's not weird at all.
Okay,
come on
saying.
Out. I'll do. I have like a whole. That's another seminar. Like how to be Bridget. We'll talk about that later.
2.5 days. Be Bridget. Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be so cool. All
right. Let's not
I
really
knew
do
we were
that.
Go
but
down
okay.
This road. All right. So you were part of corporate America for like what, 10, 15 years?
Oh, 15, my friend. Yes, I. So how that sort of came about was. I was in New York City. I actually went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York. Fantastic school. Got great training. Was working in New York as an actor. I was broke as a joke. I mean, like, ridiculous. We could tell. That could be a whole other call. How to live in New York City on a dollar a day. So I was super poor. I was like, I love my acting. I love my singing. But there must be a better way. Like, there has got to be a better way to live. And I actually went into technology and into software development. I was lucky enough. I had some very good friends who were doing software development, were making scads of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of took that as a route for really supporting what my passion, what I really wanted to do, but went into software development. I was in corporate America for 15 years. I worked on Wall Street as a software developer in New York City for 7 of those years. And so, So for 15 years, I was definitely like 60 to 80 hours a week in a cubicle, like Armani suit, Prada shoes, the whole thing. Like I did that. I played that game for a long time.
All right, so what happens to somebody that, you know, who's doing really well, making some money, and then all of a sudden they say, hey, I am going to change this. What precipitated the change? What happened there?
Well, for me, it really was there was a couple things. One is I started getting this pit of despair in my stomach every morning. This was a very visceral thing for me because I was working my job and I loved the money of corporate America. I still love the money of corporate America. There's nothing wrong with corporate America. And there's there's tons of money to be made there in lots of different sectors, and I have a lot of respect for that, and I have a lot of respect for people who can stomach working at a desk job 80 hours a week because I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of respect for that because I was done. But I really started having this sort of this despair feeling, and I actually remember one day riding one of the trains to work because I was in New York City and riding a train to work and looking around me at all the people with dead eyes, like they had that deadness in their eyes, that deadness in their bodies. And I thought, oh my, this is going to be me. Oh my gosh. If I stay on this path 10, 15, 20 years from now, that's going to be me and I won't do it. And I just started feeling a lot of despair around what I was doing. And so I went on a search. So it was actually, it's funny. It was that same feeling that I had back when I was 19 years old, super broke, you know, living in West Harlem, thinking there's got to be a better way. Well, now here I was in corporate America making fantastic money, thinking there's got to be a better way. This cannot be my life. Like I went from broke to making lots of money, but really like waking up every morning with just despair and unhappiness and thinking, I cannot believe that this is my life. I'm so unhappy in this sort of day-to-day grind.
And I know that right now people are listening to this going, she's telling my story. She's telling my, and so what are the options? You know, people, we're about to go to commercial, but that's why I wanted you on the air, because you provide options. And it's so important that people know, first of all, don't lose hope. And there are options. There's different ways to do this. There's different ways to have that better lifestyle. So we're going to be talking about that right after these commercials. You are listening to Bridget Brady. We're going to go to her website right after these commercials, by the way. So don't go away. I'm Martin Presse. This is the Booyah Radio Hour. Bridget, do you love the whole Booyah thing?
I love it. Can I say it?
Oh, yeah. Say
it. Booyah.
All right. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Finding out who the successful speakers and writers are, what they do, and how you can follow in their footsteps. This is the Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Presse. And we'll be right back with more after these on TogiNet.com. Are you ready to get your woo-hoo on? From business and branding to babies, best-selling books, and personal breakthroughs? Then it's time to tune in to Woohoo Radio, love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness with your host, Lisa Stedman, Wednesday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Using her signature blend of inspiration, motivation, and kick-butt action, best-selling author and chief woohoo woman, Lisa Stedman, wants to help you discover the woohoo that only you can do. Lisa will show you how to create your signature woohoo way of love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness without losing yourself. If you're tired of a one-size-fits-all approach to career, relationships, and personal growth, get your weekly woohoo on with Lisa and her rock star guests as they reveal their personal stories of bouncing back from boohoo of rock bottom into the woohoo of love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness. Check out her website, lisastedman.com. Join us for Woohoo Radio, love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness, Wednesday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central on toginet.com. Have you ever wondered why America is facing such a healthcare crisis? Then join us for Dr. Peter DeVette Live every weekday at 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. You'll find out about the roots of your health care challenges versus symptom management, the holistic approach, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your body like a book. Dr. DeVette will also go through your personal questions and how you can navigate through the illness maze. Supplements, medications, therapies, treatment options, surgeries, all kinds of things related to your health. Dr. Peter DeVette live every weekday at 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Booyah! That's the word uttered when you know you have the upper hand. Booyah! Makes you feel good when you're saying it, huh? Come learn what we're talking about. It's the Booyah Radio Hour on TogiNet. And now back to our host, Martin Pressey.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm Martin Pressey. Today, we have Bridget Brady on the line with us. She's going to be telling us exactly how to make money online, how to diversify, how to be creative, how to think outside the box and make some extra income. Bridget, we were just talking during the commercial, and I already forgot what your website is. What do you want to give them for a website?
They can go to moreonlineincome.com, moreonlineincome.com.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So let's go back to where we were. You were feeling your life wasn't going in the right direction. You're finally making some money, but you're thinking to yourself, there's got to be more.
Yeah.
Got to be more. What was the next step? What were you going through?
Well, my next step was I read pretty much every book from all these really great minds in the world of wealth creation and finances, like Robert Kiyosaki, all the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. The T. Harv Eker, one of my all-time favorite books, T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I love that book. I love his programs. But I started reading all these different books. Another one of my favorite books, The Money Drunk by Julia Cameron. Fantastic book. So I started really reading, because again, I had no, and this is something, this is just a random interesting point. I did not have a good financial training when I was growing up with my family.
I think most people would say that.
Right? There's no, it's I true. Mean, none, yeah. Zero, zip, zilch. Yeah. So I had no financial training there, or really the financial training I got was spend more than I make and run around with your head cut off and try to feed the kids. Like, that was the financial training I got. And there to school, well, there's no financial training in school. So even though I want to act, I want to sing, which quick little pin to put in for the a little moment in the future, perhaps, is I now, with my internet business, I get to act. I get to sing. Shot a short film. I'm actually going on tour this coming month with my singing group, the Wonderelles, and up in Northern California, we're going on tour. So just like a fun little caveat to this whole story is, and I'm skipping ahead to the last chapter, getting out of corporate America, getting out of 80 hours a week in a cubicle, starting my own internet business, which we're getting to, has allowed me the freedom to go back and pursue my passions again. It's a pretty cool moment for me.
I think it's the goal that most people have. I want to somehow organize my life so that I can really pursue my passions. I know that I'm in that boat right now. I'm like, all right, so I'm making the money, things are good, but how can I go back and pursue the things that I love to do, the things that I would miss not eating, the things that I would do, so if I don't have to breathe, if I don't have to sleep, what would those things be? And I want to pursue those passions. What I'm saying?
Yeah. I do know what you're saying, because this was a rock and a hard place that I was stuck in for a long time in corporate America, because I said, okay, I want to do my acting and my singing, but I'm not willing to be a starving artist. I am not willing to not live in a beautiful house and drive a beautiful car and take beautiful vacations. I want both. Right? Yeah. I want both of those things. And so the answer to your question, rewinding a bit, is reading. I read every book I could find on wealth creation, getting out of the rat race, what that looked like. And then I started trying things. I tried tax lien and tax deed investing. I did precious metal investing, which I still do. I like it. I did tried some stock market stuff. I was looking at real estate stuff, but honestly was not willing to take on the risk at that time. Like, so I was trying all these different things. And then, and this was over, just to give your listeners an idea, this wasn't like over the course of 2 months. This was over the course of like 4 or 5 years. Yeah. I am trying all these different things. I still have my job in corporate America. And I just had this feeling deep inside of me that I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was a way to get out of the rat race if I stayed committed to finding that path for myself.
Yeah. And most people won't find that thing the first time out there, first, second, third time out there. I love what you did. You tried a whole bunch of different things. That's important.
Absolutely. And then finally, I was really introduced to the idea of owning my own internet business. And for me, all of a sudden, truly, it was like the clouds parted and the angels sang. And God was like, Bridget, this is the thing you've been looking for. And I was like, huh, got it. And it just made so much sense to me. And obviously, and this I didn't even realize because I've owned my own company now, my own internet business for 5 years. And the internet just continues to expand and expand and expand with more opportunities, more money, more globalization, more. There's just so many ways to make money online now. And that was true 5 years ago, but it was a really great option for me. It made a lot of sense to me. I'm like, the internet, that's going to be big.
You know, even Microsoft missed the whole internet thing. So, you wouldn't have been the first one.
So I'm like, the internet sounds like a great place to start a business. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And I started my own internet business 5 years ago and was able, after 3 years, again, sort of another long story, which we won't tell right now, but got out of corporate America. It was tricky, but I did it. Got out of corporate America, have now been working on my internet business full-time for the last 2 years. And I say full-time, but I'm also singing, and I'm also acting, and I'm traveling, and I'm living my life. And this is key. I also, if I want to take a short-term or a technology contract or a work-from-home technology thing back in corporate America, I have the choice to. And this is what I also sort of want to be clear with people that I teach. They're like, but I love my job, but I love what I do. And I'm like, so don't stop what you're doing, but you can add, and you, Martin, you said this, diversification. You can add a piece of income into your life using the internet really simply, really easily. You don't have to give up anything you love to own an internet business.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it all. It's so true. It's so true. I still work. As a matter of fact, I have, how many companies do I own? 2 other companies right now, and yours is one of them. Yeah, it's true. You know, I mean, we do the same thing. You're showing me how to run my own little internet business, and it works.
Yes.
It really works. Do we want to go deeper right now into what that business is? How do you want to go into that?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So why not?
Why not?
Why not? So the two things, so to really set a basis, so if you're someone here listening on the phone or on the radio, on the line, thinking, man, oh man, I would love to start an internet business. Where do I even start? Well, first and foremost, Martin and I actually do some teleseminars together. And we have a little teleseminar series that we're doing right now that are really simple introduction to where do I start, how do I start making money online in a realistic, simple way. And Martin, can I just tell them right now when those teleseminars are? Is that okay?
You bet. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, great. So before we go into some details, if this is something that's interesting to you, we are doing teleseminars this Wednesday and Thursday. That means tomorrow. So Wednesday and Thursday, May 2nd and 3rd at 7 p.m. Pacific. 7 p.m. Pacific. We are also doing those same teleseminars next Wednesday and Thursday, May 9th and May 10th, also at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you are interested, there's 30 minutes. It's a fantastic introduction to get you started into making money online. And if that's something you're interested in, please send me an email. I'm going to be taking registrations for that. And my personal email address is Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, at moreonlineincome.com. Now, you can also just go right to moreonlineincome.com, and you can register there as well. So you have two ways to register. So if this is something that's interesting to you, first and foremost, I would suggest coming to one of our teleseminars and start learning the tools and techniques that we teach, that I teach, is what I would recommend to start with. But let's talk a little bit about also, you know, what does that look like and what are some different ways to make money online? Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's do that. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing, if starting an internet business sounds interesting to you, the first thing you want to consider actually is the build versus buy question. And here's what I mean by that. So if you have a product or something that you, a physical product or even an intellectual product that you are really passionate about getting out there and selling via the internet as a distribution channel, then I would actually recommend hiring a web developer and building a website that can distribute that particular product. And, you know, then we can get into lots of different ideas with social media marketing and internet marketing, email marketing, mobile marketing, which I'm a big fan of. This is brand new technology. If you haven't heard of mobile marketing, I'm a big, big fan of mobile marketing, which is something I also use in my business.
Can we talk about that, say, after the commercial or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A little bit? Okay, let's do it. We've only got 1 minute left, and then we're off to commercial. So what do you want to say before we head off?
What I want to say is send in your registration for our teleseminar. Go to moreonlineincome.com. Register for our 30-minute teleseminar. You're going to get all this information and more.
It's very cool. If you're wondering, okay, so what happens when you go to that teleseminar? Well, we talk, you listen, you take some notes. It's very, very interesting. It's captivating. Bridget will be there. And then it's, like she said, 30 minutes. And then after that, you contact one of us. And we answer your questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty slick. You know, sometimes we have, I don't know, dozens of people online. We have a little bit less. We have a little bit more. But people are dialing in. People want to know. They want to stretch. They want to diversify how to get into the business of making money online. All right. We're going to go to commercial. You're listening to Bridget Brady. That's her. I am Martin Presse. If you have any questions, 877-864-4869. Give us a call if you want to find out more about how to make money online. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Finding out who the successful speakers and writers are, what they do, and how you can follow in their footsteps. This is the Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Presse. And we'll be right back with more after these on TogiNet.com. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, TriciaGoyer.com. That's TriciaGoyer.com. Tricia's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Tricia expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Evermore, people have the means to live, but no meaning to live for. These are the words of Dr. Viktor Frankl, the inspiration for the movie Viktor and I. That's V-I-K-T-O-R and I, movie.com. And TalkSense Radio, The Meaning Connection. with host Mary Simaluka and frequent contributor Alexander Vesely. Friday afternoons at 3, 2 Central on TogiNet.com. More and more people today are discarding their quest for money, possessions, and things, and are instead beginning a serious quest to find meaning in life. Until now, these discussions were historically in the hands of priests, ministers, and scribes, then to philosophers, psychiatrists, and psychologists. Now, these deep discussions are where they should be, in the hands of individuals, on the air, with you. TalkSense Radio, The Meaning Connection, with your host, Mary Simaluka, and frequent contributor, Alexander Vesely. Friday afternoons at 3, 2 Central, on TogiNet.com. Booyah! That's the word uttered when you know you have the upper hand. Booyah! Makes you feel good when you're saying it, huh? Come learn what we're talking about. It's the Booyah Radio Hour on TogiNet. And now back to our host, Martin Pressey.
Hello and welcome back to the show. My name is Martin Pressey. I'm the author of the Booyah Guide to Great Public Speaking. And don't forget about the seminar happening the 5th, 6th, and 7th of October, 2012. So if you're listening to this and it's 2015, it is over. The seminar has happened. Okay. So, but I do plan on taking the seminar all over the place, and Bridget will be coming with me everywhere we go because we are that close. That's the kind of friendship we have. We have Bridget Brady on the line with us. She is showing people how to make money online. And so Bridget, if we go to Hawaii and Florida and Toronto to do the seminar, are you coming?
I'm in like Flynn, baby. Okay. I'm in. Bring That's me with you.
That's how confident I am. That's how I know our friendship will last, because wherever you go, I go, and vice versa. I'm just saying, I don't want to get all weird about it, but that's how our business works. We work together to make stuff happen, and she makes online business possible. Where were we right before we went to commercial? We were talking about build versus buy.
Yes. And where we sort of ended up was in the realm of – if you are sitting there with a particular product, whether it's intellectual property or a physical product that you need to get out to the world, then I'm going to recommend that you hire a web designer and build that website and get that out to the world. However, Martin Presse, I'm going to tell you that that is not what I did. I'm the buy. I'm the buy girl. I would so much prefer purchase what is really called like a prefabricated website and market other people's products, otherwise known as affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is my very favorite thing to do online because, one, anyone can do it. You don't have to have a product. You don't have to have technical savvy. You don't have to really have anything but like a tiny initial investment to get your website up and running. And then it's really all about marketing and promotion, which in today's world is really simple. And then two, kind of on a side note, if it is something, if you're on the line, if you are working with myself and my company, that's something that I coach on, and that's something that I teach. So when people work with me, not only are they getting a tool to make money online with, but they're also getting training and coaching on how to really build that business. So when we talk about buying a website and affiliate marketing, the reason that I'm a big believer in that and I promote it is, I don't know about you, Martin, and I don't know about you, lovely listener, but I don't want to deal with products. I don't want to deal with shipping. I don't want to deal with accounts payable, accounts receivable, vendors, like this, that, the other thing. It is not my intention. The entire reason that I started my internet business was to get out of working 80 hours a week, not to create another 80-hour a week shipping department out of my house.
Yeah, so, I remember when you and I were talking about this business initially, what went through my mind was I just don't want to reinvent the wheel. Interested. I need something that is up and running and that I could just start working with. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And whether that, you know, for your listeners on the line, whether that's, you know, working with myself or you and my company and what I do or someone else, if you are just looking to create an additional stream of income, to create a stream of online income, To be honest, I highly recommend that you find a company to work with that does some sort of affiliate marketing. And like I said, on the teleseminars, and we'll give you that information in a moment, we do show the specific tools that I use, the actual tools that I use to make my living online. We talk about those on my teleseminars. The 30-minute teleseminar is not just a bunch of theoretical information.
No, it's not.
No, it's nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Here's the tools. Here are the tools that you can utilize if that's what you so choose. But again, regardless, me or someone else, if you're just looking to create an additional stream of income, I'm a big believer in buying a tool that is already set up, that is already ready to go, so you're not the shipping department, the accounts payable, the accounts receivable. You don't have to have an online cash register. You don't have to play that game. You can just do affiliate marketing, and your job then is promotion, marketing, which in today's world with all the different tools that we have at our fingertips is simpler than you might think, way simpler than people might think. To market an online business and start making some significant income fairly quickly.
All right, so let's go over those dates again. If you want to dial in and listen to the teleseminar, and you know, if you're considering this, if you're excited about it, because I was really jazzed when I finally got the information. I thought, this is something I want to get into. The teleseminars are happening tomorrow, Wednesday. That would be May 2nd at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's right. Thursday, same thing. So Wednesday and Thursday of this week, that would be May 2nd and May 3rd at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And again, next Wednesday and Thursday, that would be May 9th and May 10th, again at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 6 p.m. Or 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. What is the number, or how do they register? What's the website again?
Yeah, the website to register is my website, which is moreonlineincome.com. moreonlineincome.com, or you really can just send me an email. My email is Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, at moreonlineincome.com, and the information that I need to register you, if this is interesting, is I need your name, your phone number, and your email address, and the date and time of the teleseminar that you would like to attend, because space is very limited on each call. So you actually do need to register. I will save your spot. I'll send you all the information. I'll send you the number to call into. I'll send you the online link. And that's it. It's pretty simple. So just register and I'll make sure you get all the information.
Now, because we were thinking about doing a prize thing, what were we saying about that? How do we want to do that? Or do we...
Oh, well, yeah, we were saying that. So what I wanted to do, I know this is all live and here we are, but I know I think, Martin, you had some possible bonus offers for people who attended the teleseminar, but being well connected in many with my fingers in different pies, I actually have access to some really fun hotel vacations, some hotel stays. So should I tell them right now what I want to give them?
Yes. I want to talk about your prizes, because my prizes are nothing compared to yours. So you
No, I want to hear about your prizes, but this is what I'm going to do. Okay, so this is what I want to do. For the first 5 people on each teleseminar, May 2nd, May 3rd, May 9th, May 10th, for the first 5 people who come to the teleseminar, so you can't just register, you have to register and attend, and let me know or let us know that you did find us through Martin Presse, through the Booyah Radio Hour. I'm going to be giving those 20 people, the first 5 on each call, a free 3-day, 2-night hotel stay. And you have over 90 different locations to choose from. And so just for coming and checking out what we do, I know it's a pretty big prize, but that's first
huge.
5 at each call. That's it. So 20
that's
people,
unbelievable.
I know.
20 people are going to get a couple nights in a hotel.
I know, right?
Beautiful. And from me, a book. I know. It's huge.
I learned so many different wealth creation strategies and investment strategies. I started on my path to getting out of my JOB from books. Don't knock the book, Martin Presse.
I know. You know what? I'll be nice. I'm going to give away 1, 2, 3, 4 seats to the seminar happening in LA.
Oh, Like, who gets, what do you mean four? Is it like the first person on each call? Who gets it?
Yes, first person on each call who says, I am so-and-so, and I heard this from the Booyah Radio Hour, or I heard it from Martin Presse. My friend, first person to say that on each call, you get a free seat to my seminar happening this October. There.
That is rock and roll. That's amazing.
I'm thinking it's pretty rock and roll-ish. It's ish. My kids like to say that now. Everything's ish.
I think it's rock and roll. So, yeah, so those are the teleseminars, but on the teleseminar, I am going to be teaching affiliate marketing strategies and tools, which is really important. Again, if you're thinking about making money online, this is not like a willy-nilly, namby-pamby, like throw something on the wall and hope something comes back. That is not what I'm suggesting. There are a lot of ways to make money online, but what I'm going to recommend to everyone, again, I don't care if it's me or someone else, find someone who is already making money online and follow them. Use their tools, use their strategies. If you're already doing affiliate marketing, I also recommend coming to our teleseminars because the affiliate marketing tools I use are affiliate marketing at its finest. They're beautiful. They're amazing. I'm not going to give them away. You're going to have to come to the teleseminar to find out the secret to my online success. But definitely, I believe in affiliate marketing. I believe in niche marketing. I believe in getting into industries that you're passionate about, that you love. But more than anything, I believe in finding a great mentor and finding someone who is already making money online and then using their strategies and their tools.
Who is your favorite mentor? I know that you mentioned a couple people. I saw this on a YouTube clip. Who is yours?
I have two favorite mentors right now. I have several amazing people in my life that have completely transformed my existence. But the two people that I really am mentoring with right now are T. Harv Eker, the author of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And then my personal mentor is Miss Juliette St. John, who is literally created millions of dollars with her internet business, and she's also personally mentoring me. And so those are my two mentors at this time.
They're so cool. All right, we're about to go to commercial. I'm going to repeat those dates again. That would be May 2nd, May 3rd, and May 9th, and May 10th, 7 p.m. All those calls happen at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you need to register. Go to Bridget's website, bridget@moreonlineincome.com. Go to the website, moreonlineincome.com as well to register for that, for those teleseminars. We will be right back for the last 15 minutes, and we're going to talk about the seven secrets of the seminar of having seminar success. Seven secrets of the telemark. Oh, I'm going to get this out, Bridget. I can't get it out. Seven secrets of teleseminar success. I cannot believe I can't say it. All right, we'll be right back.
Finding out who the successful speakers and writers are, what they do, and how you can follow in their footsteps. This is the Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Presse. And we'll be right back with more after these on TogiNet.com. Girlfriend It is on TogiNet. Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, with your hosts Patty Wyatt and Lisa Jernigan. This show is your chance to share, learn, laugh, and connect with other women. The Girlfriend It principle was born out of loss.
Lisa had recently had her mother pass away from cancer, and my mom was murdered. A man just walking into a room and started a 23-second shooting spree.
I think one of the things we both realized going through those tragedies that you can be extremely okay and be extremely sad.
Check out GirlfriendIt.com. And then be a part of Girlfriend It, the radio show, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central.
You know, your boyfriend or your husband or whatever, they don't totally understand that emotional side to a woman like another woman does. And I think that's so important just to have somebody that you go, she gets me.
Check out the website, girlfriendit.com. Don't miss Girlfriend It with Patty Wyatt. and Lisa Jernigan. Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Are you ready to get your woohoo on? From business and branding to babies, best-selling books, and personal breakthroughs? Then it's time to tune in to Woohoo Radio. Love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness with your host, Lisa Stedman. Wednesday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Using her signature blend of inspiration, motivation, and kick-butt action, best-selling author and chief woohoo woman, Lisa Stedman wants to help you discover the woohoo that only you can do. Lisa will show you how to create your signature woohoo way of love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness without losing yourself. If you're tired of a one-size-fits-all approach to career, relationships, and personal growth, get your weekly woohoo on with Lisa and her rock star guests as they reveal their personal stories of bouncing back from boohoo of rock bottom into the woohoo of love, life, business, and the pursuit of happiness. Check out her website, lisastedman.com. Join us for Woohoo Radio, Love, Life, Business, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Wednesday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Booyah! That's the word uttered when you know you have the upper hand. Booyah! Makes you feel good when you're saying it, huh? Come learn what we're talking about. It's the Booyah Radio Hour on TogiNet. And now back to our host, Martin Pressey.
All right. Hello and welcome back to the show. My name is Martin Presse. I am the author of the Booyah Guide to Great Public Speaking. And guess what? I am coming out with version 2 of the book. Version 2 will be out real soon, and it will include probably another 2 or 3 chapters. And you know what the goal is? This is the goal. This is the goal. I have a whole marketing campaign coming out. Amazon bestseller. That's the goal, folks. So you're going to be getting a whole bunch of emails from me saying, let's make this happen. Let's turn this second edition into an Amazon.com. And I know that Bridget, who's on the line with us tonight, she's going to help me make this happen. That's the goal. I want this to happen in September of 2012. That's the goal. Bridget, what do you think? Can we do it?
Done and done. It's already done.
Yeah, see, she knows everybody, and so all I need to do is kind of just work with Bridget, and whew, we're going to make this thing happen. All right, we don't have a whole lot of time left. I want to talk about the 7 secrets of teleseminar success. I wasn't able to get it out before the break. Look at that, 7 secrets of teleseminar success. Bridget, what does that mean?
Martin, I'm going to tell you. There's something that's really interesting about the world, and sometimes things really just come together. And so my primary dissemination tool of getting my internet income information, ooh, that's a lot of alliteration. I just came up with that. out into the world is via... Right, that was impressive, right? Is via teleseminar. Now, here's what's great is because of my training as an actor, as a speaker, as a singer, I'm so blessed because everything's kind of come together and I can really teach people my secrets to internet income via teleseminar. And I thought that this also might be interesting for your listeners to learn I have 7 secrets that I use week after week, month after month. And so grab your pen and paper, friends. You do not want to miss these 7 secrets. So should I just go into them, Martin?
Absolutely. Let's do it. This is going to be good
perfect
stuff.
So 7 secrets to teleseminar success. Number 1, use a script. There's a lot of controversy around this, and people want to have it be live and energetic and fabulous. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when you come to our teleseminars, you will hear that they are live and energetic and fabulous and scripted. You do not want to be hemming and hawing and umming and awing and trying to find your next thought. Yeah. So at the very least, you want a really thorough outline for your teleseminar, whatever you're teaching. I don't care what it is. You know, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, how to make $1 million using the internet. I don't care. Teach what you're going to teach, but if you are doing teleseminars, please use a script or a well-thought-out outline. 2, timing. There's nothing worse than having guests come to a teleseminar and you're not there, or having guests on the teleseminar after you leave. So you want to be on your own teleseminar at least 15 minutes before that seminar starts, if not 20. You can get on your own teleseminar and check your email and do whatever you need to do. Be there so when your guests arrive, you are there to welcome them, make them, you know, feel loved and warm and fuzzy for being there, and you need to be the last person to hang up. because, again, whether you're taking questions or not taking questions, whatever your data is, you have a bunch of people calling into a bridge line or a conference call line, or if you're using an online, you know, GoToMeeting or whatever you're using, it doesn't matter. You want to be the first person there and the last person gone. Philo, first in, last out.
Love it.
Number three, you want to be centered and you want to be warmed up. If you're going to do a teleseminar, again, and, you know, the reason I teach these secrets, the reason I'm giving away my secrets, is because whatever your data is, whatever your value is, you're not, it doesn't matter how fantastic it is, if you're not coming across in an effective, you know, warm, energetic, articulate way, it doesn't matter what your data is. People are not going to be able to hear it. They're not going to be able to take it in. And the other little piece about being a teleseminar, just like this radio show, is that people can't see you. They're not in the room with you. So you have to be really centered and warmed up and ready to go so that when people hear your voice, they feel like they know you. They feel connected to you. So, you know, don't let this be the first thing you do in the morning. I don't care if it's first thing in the morning. I'm going on someone else's radio show at 6 o'clock in the morning next week or the week after, but I'm going to get up early and I'm going to center myself and I'm going to warm up. So I'm ready for that. Okay. Wow. Number four, use your genius. So everyone has their own personal genius, whether you are this incredible, you know, datatician. You know, I made that word up just now. And you have lots of information to give, and that's your strength. Use that strength. If you're warm and bubbly and charming and charismatic, don't be afraid to be warm and bubbly and charming and charismatic. Whatever it is, if you're emotional, if you're analytical, if whatever you're good at, whatever your genius is, Martin's genius is booyah.
Booyah, baby. That's right.
Right. Use your genius. Okay, number five. Now, this is just presentation 101, but this is really important. There's three parts to any presentation. One is you're going to tell them what you're going to tell them. Two is you're going to tell them. And three, you're going to tell them what you told them. Especially in a teleseminar, you know, people can get easily confused. They can get easily lost in the information. So you want to tell them what you're going to tell them. Go ahead and tell them that data, and then at the end, make sure you tell them what you just told them. So those are the three pieces. Number six, this sounds so simple, but environment. You want to make sure that you're in a nice, quiet room. Maybe you have some nice lighting. I have this beautiful lamp. I have these huge bay windows with the beautiful view of the Malibu Hills when I do my teleseminars, a nice chair. You want a water right next to you. I'll click my straw for you. You probably can't hear it, but that's my straw. You want water with a straw so you're not spilling water on yourself when you're trying to catch a sip, right? You want water with a straw. You want to set up your environment so that you're ready. And then number seven, intention. The last secret that I have for teleseminars is you want to set your intention, whether that is you want to be a benefit to everyone who's listening to your teleseminar, whether you want to make a certain number of sales on your teleseminar. I don't care. Like, whatever that is, I want to be a benefit in everyone's life that hears my voice. I want to make 10 sales on this call tonight. 10 people are going to buy what I'm selling. I want to get 20 people to register for my live seminar after they've heard this teleseminar. Whatever your intention is, I suggest that you make that intention clear. Make that intention known really to yourself, to the universe, to God. I don't care, whatever, wherever you want to put that intention out, but I want to, I suggest that you set a clear intention for that teleseminar, really connect with that intention, and then bonus teleseminar secret number 7B is come from your heart. There's not wow. the mind is a dangerous place to live. The mind is a dangerous place to come from. Your heart pretty much always knows best. So set your intention, come from your heart, and then you can really have some really powerful teleseminars.
I love the power of intention. Mm. I think that as a speaker, when I started out in this business, let's say seriously 4 or 5 years ago, and I was really, really looking at myself and thinking, I want to make this go. That was the one thing that I missed, was my intention. What was I trying to achieve after each speech? What was my intention? And once I figured that out, everything just really fell into line, because I was like, okay, now I'm focused. Now I have a reason. And with these teleseminars, especially when I hear you doing them, I can hear your intention because you're that good. So folks, that was priceless right there. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like we just kind of had a little bit of a religious moment. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I had a religious moment over here. So
I felt something.
I did too.
It was deep. It was deep.
No, but seriously.
All right. So we've only got 3 minutes left. Now, at the start of the call, you heard me say real quick that Bridget is also a speech coach, a voice coach. She's a voice coach. Like, give me 1 minute of voice coaching help.
Got it. All right. In one minute or less, your best option for your best voice is going to come from a few really simple things. One is your breath. Everything starts with the breath, ends with the breath. So if you have a voice coach or don't have a voice coach, you want to make sure that you are breathing into your diaphragm. A lot of people feel like that. They feel like that's their belly. So if you put your hand on your belly, that's sort of, you can fill up your diaphragm that way. You want to make sure that you're not doing a lot of chest breathing, shoulder breathing. No, you want to be breathing fully into your diaphragm, and you want everything to be supported on your breath. So there's little cue number one. Two is you want to speak from your resonant mask, which is near the front of your face, and that'll give you that beautiful resonant sound where everything is coming through. What's called, it's the facial mask. It's kind of your cheekbones and your nasal cavity. It gives you this really nice resonant sound, and I feel like I can't even really do it anymore, because I've been training for so long, which sounds so weird, but it's true. Like, the habits are hard, but... Mm-hmm. If you have a habit of talking from your throat, I can't even do it. I'm kind of doing it now. So if you can talk
listen,
from your
we've only
throat,
got a minute left.
That's it. Don't talk from your throat. Use your mask and breathe. That's it, Martin.
That was awesome. Okay. Quickly, give me your email address and your website.
Got it. Website, moreonlineincome.com. Email, Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, at moreonlineincome.com. And you can register for those teleseminars that Martin and I are doing this week and next.
All right. Awesome. Bridget, you are so terrific. Thank you so much. We're going to be talking, obviously, tomorrow night during the teleseminar. So see you tomorrow night, and thank you again for dialing
Martin,
in.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Awesome, baby. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. That was Bridget Brady. Isn't she just the best? You got to attend these teleseminars happening tomorrow, May 2nd, May 3rd, and again on the 9th and 10th, I believe. Let me make sure I got those dates right. Yeah, 2nd, 3rd, and 9th and 10th of May. I am Martin Presse. This has been the Booyah Radio Hour. Have a great week, and tune in again next week. I believe we have the man himself dialing in, Craig Duswalt. I think we'll be here next week or the week after, but keep tuning in. Do take care. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the show today. And the only thing we've got to say is,